Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Tes, Sota 39b, pagination 78, starting from the fourth line on the page. Omer Abzeira, Omer Abchista, Eina Kore Rashai Likras Kohanim, the caller is not allowed to call out the word Kohanim, at sheyichla omein mipiat zibur, until the people have totally completed the word amen on the bracha of hoda'ah. V'ein hakohanim rasha'im lahaschil bivracha, and the kohanim are not permitted to start their blessing, at sheyichla Dibur mipi hakore, until the person who calls out Kohanim is finished calling out Kohanim with all of its syllables. Ve'einat zibur Hashem la'anos amein, and the people are not allowed to answer amein, achatich lebracha mipi hakohanim, until the Kohanim are totally completed their bracha. Ve'einat Kohanim Hashem la'haschel bevracha acheres, and the Kohanim are not allowed to start the bracha, meaning Yivarechecha Yair Yisa, at sheyichla amen mipiat zibur, until the word amen from the congregation has been completed. The Gemara here seems to be very meticulous. There is precision timing that's required over here. We don't want any overlap at all. And we see that theme continuing in the Gemara. If you skip down about five lines, the first word on the line is Shalom. V'amarav Zera amarav Chista, Einat Zibor Rashaim La'anos Amen. Likewise, by reading of the Torah, you're not allowed to answer Amen. Achatech lebracha mepi akorei, until the person who read or got the aliyah finishes his bracha. Ve'ena kore rasha likros betorah, and the reader is not allowed to begin, ad sheyichla amen mipiat zibur, until the people are finished saying amen. Likewise, in the time when they used to translate the Torah in public, ena metargum rasha lahascha betargum, ad sheyichla posuk mipiat kore. The translator is not allowed to start until the pasuk of the reader in the Lashon Kodesh, the text of the Torah, has been completed. And likewise, the reader is not allowed to start the next pasuk until the translator has completed what he's saying. If you skip down one more line, at the end of a line, Ein hamafter rasha lahafter, the person who's saying the haftorah is not allowed to begin benavi at sheyiglal sefer Torah until they are completed with rolling the sefer Torah, meaning covering it with the cover and stabilizing it on the shoulder of the person who lifted it. Everything with meticulous timing. We don't want any overlap. And the theme which our Gemara apparently is addressing is the concept of multitasking. Is it possible for a person to do two things at once? We have a principle, which often applies, which is Terei Kali Lo Mishtamoi. Two voices at the same time, a person's not able to pay attention to that. You can't hear two people at the same time. And likewise, we have a case over here where if they're still involved with closing up the Sefer Torah, it's not appropriate, it's not time, it's not easy to pay attention. You're not allowed to start the Navi at the same time. There's a fascinating Mishnah Brura in Simen Chaf Hei, Sifkatan Nun Vav, where he writes regarding the end of Shachris davening, va'anoshim, there are people, shenoagim lekapel atalus utfilin, that are folding up their talus and tefillin, lahanicham b'tikon, and putting it into its bag, be'es amiras kaddish, at the same time that people are reciting kaddish. Lo yofe heinosim, they're not doing the correct thing. De'ma'od yesh l'chaven ba'anias amen yehishmei rabba, because a person has to pay attention to the response during kaddish, and multitasking doesn't work. You can't pay the same level of attention to kaddish if you're busy rolling up the tefillin. Tosfos over here delves in a most fascinating way into this concept that a person can't hear two things at the same time and pay attention. At the top of the page, Pirish Ri, the Ri explained, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, one of the Baalei Tosfos, Afal gav de amrinon, I know you're going to ask me a question from the Gemara that says, Eina botzea rashai levtsoa, the person who's breaking bread, who's cutting the challah, the master of the house, is not allowed to start cutting, acheyichla amen mipi ha'onin, until amen is completed from the people. Va'amar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista clarified that ruling and said, mipi rov ha'onin, most of the people have to be completed amen before he starts cutting. D'chala'ona amen yosem idai, because a person who answers amen extra long, eino ela toa, he's making a mistake. It's the wrong way to do it. Over there, Rav Chista clarified and says only majority. And by us, you have to wait until everybody is completed the amen. Why is that? Says Taisvus, le'inyin birchas koanim, it's different for birchas koanim. Demishum lishmoahu lo mishtama, because you have to listen to the brachos that are being recited by the kohanim, and calls them, and it's not heard, calls the man sha'onim, as long as you're still answering, you won't be able to hear the brachos properly that are being recited. Now, Tosfos goes on and explains that sometimes if something is chaviv, very dear, then you are able to hear what you need to hear, even though there are two voices at the same time. We have such a discussion by Megillas Esther, according to an old custom that they had, that people would read together, multiple people at once. And there was a concept of Chavivi. Since Megillas Esther is very dear because of the miracle and the beauty of the Yom Tif, people are able to pay attention. And Birchas Kohanim is Chaviv because it's a bracha that's being recited and bestowed. Nevertheless, Tosfos points out, Kol Shor Shehem Ba'atzman Onin, if a person is talking, Ein Shomin Kol Chavrayim, they're not able to hear. And that brings this concept of multitasking to a whole new level, that even though normally a person can't hear two things at once, there is an exception. If it's chaviv, if it's very dear to him, he could hear two things at once. But you can't hear two things at once if you're one of the people generating the noise. If you're one of the people talking, then you can't listen. And that's a tremendous concept from this Tosfos. When we come into Halacha, so in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, the laws of Birchas Kohanim, indeed the Mechaber in Sif Yud Ches writes that they have to wait before they start Yivarechecha Acheyichle Mipi Kol Hatzibur. They have to wait until everybody has finished the Amen, because they need everybody to be able to listen to Yivarechecha, and anybody who's talking is not able to listen. Interestingly, The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Samech Hei writes, L'didon, according to our custom, Shachazan Makra Gam Tevas Yivarechacha, that the Chazan says something in between the bracha and the words of the Kohanim starting Yivarechacha, in that the Chazan himself says the word Yivarechacha, guiding the Kohanim in the bracha that they're about to give. So, Yesh Hazara ala Chazan, the Chazan has to pay attention. Shelo Yascha lahakras ateva shel Yivarechacha, he's not allowed to call out the word Yivarechacha. Kodem shesimu al koponim rov hatzibur amen. He has to wait for most of the tzibur. In other words, most is what we do when it's a courtesy, when it's the proper decorum, so you wait for rov. But if you're waiting because you need to enable the people to pay attention, then you have to wait for kol, for everyone. And that's how Tosfos began, that if it's a question of when you could start cutting the challah, so that's once most people have finished. But if you're waiting so that everybody can pay attention, you have to wait until the people finish their amen, and then you can begin. And so, if the Kohanim were saying Yivarechacha, coming off an amen of the people, they would have to wait for everybody to be finished their amen so that everybody can pay attention to Yivarechacha. Because when a person's talking, he can't be listening. If, however, like the Mishneh Berurah writes, our custom, that the Chazan is in between, and people don't have to truly pay attention to the words of the Chazan, that's not the bracha itself. The bracha is from the Kohanim. So then the Chazan, interestingly enough, only has to wait for Rov Hatzibur, for the majority, and he would not have to wait for Kol Hatzibur to finish Amen. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.